You're listening to KMHM 104.1 FM. It's time for a message from God's Word titled The Way It Ought to Be, brought to you by Pete Hornbuckle. Get your Bibles and be ready to dig into the Word of God on The Way It Ought to Be with Pete Hornbuckle.
This is Pete Hornbuckle with The Way It Ought to Be. In the last two programs, we have been speaking about Satan's kingdom and his rulership as God of this earth coming to an end, and the fact that the kingdom of God is coming to this earth. And God is going to send Jesus Christ back to sit on David's throne, and Christ will depose Satan and bind him for 1,000 years during the millennial rule of Christ right here on this earth for 1,000 years. Many prophecies in the Old Testament tells us of this event as well as in the New Testament. And those that make the first resurrection, that is the saints, those that have lived and died in Christ from the time of Abel until the time that Christ returns, and those that will be living in Christ when Christ returns, will rule and reign with Christ for 1,000 years on this earth. Yes, there is coming a change in government, and we won't ask you to vote us into office. In the kingdom and the government of God, Christ and those kings and priests, that is the saints, reigning with Christ, won't have to answer to the voters, because Christ and all of the dead in Christ and those living in Christ at his return have qualified to administer the government of God on this earth. And it will be a government of peace, of joy, of good health, of happiness, contentment, prosperity, truth, and righteousness. And Satan knows all this, and he doesn't like it. And he doesn't want you to know this, my friends. He doesn't want you to know your destiny. He wants you to think that you're going to heaven and you're going to float around having nothing to do. He doesn't want you to realize that you are going to be a ruler on this earth, or you can be. That is, if you hear the calling of God and you shape your life accordingly, you get in line with what God says, you can get in, can be in on the ground floor of the government of God. Apparently, mankind doesn't like this either. For your Bible says they will fight Christ at his return. Now, who do you think will win? Notice what it says in Zechariah 14, beginning in verse 1. Zechariah 14, beginning in verse 1. Behold, the day of the Lord is coming. Now, notice this. It says, behold, the day of the Lord is coming. That means the day that he does return to this earth. It also means the day that he intervenes in the world affairs. And the day of the Lord, when you understand what the day of the Lord really means, is going to last at least for 1 year. That's when he's going to be pouring out his wrath on the nations. You know, when he poured out his wrath on Egypt, he didn't do it all at once, did he? He did it one plague at a time, giving them a chance to turn, to repent, so that he wouldn't have to destroy that nation. He's going to do the same at the end of this world. He's going to give the world a chance to repent, bringing one plague at a time. But apparently, they will not do it according to the Bible prophecy. But God is going to give this world a chance anyway. Behold, the day of the Lord is coming, and your spoil will be divided in your midst. For I will gather all nations to battle against Jerusalem. Now, he's speaking about the battle of Armageddon here. At the very end, when Christ returns, says the city shall be taken, the houses rifled, and the women ravished. Half of the city shall go in captivity, but the remnant of the people shall not be cut off from the city. Then the Lord will go and fight against those nations as he fights in the day of battle. Yes, God is going to fight, and he's going to win at the battle of Armageddon. And in that day his feet will stand on the Mount of Olives. Notice that, my friends. Christ is returning to this earth, and on that day his feet will stand on the Mount of Olives, which faces Jerusalem to the east, and the Mount of Olives shall be split in two from east to west, making a very large valley. Half of the mountain shall move toward the north, and half of the mountain shall move toward the south. Then you shall flee through your mountain valley, for the mountain valley shall reach to Azel. Yes, you shall flee as you fled from the earthquake in the days of Uzziah, king of Judah. Thus the Lord my God will come, and all the saints with you. Doesn't sound like that they're going to be in heaven, does it? They're going to be right here on this earth, ruling and reigning with Christ in the kingdom and in the government of God when Christ returns and deposes Satan and sets up his kingdom. Yes, Satan's kingdom is coming to an end, and Satan doesn't like that. Verse 9 of the same chapter here is Zechariah 14, and the Lord shall be king over all the earth. So it sounds like he's going to have a kingdom here on earth, going to rule over all nations. In that day it shall be the Lord is one, and his name is one. Yes, you won't be privileged to worship as you see fit then. Verse 11, the people shall dwell in it, speaking of the people dwelling in Jerusalem and on this earth, and no longer shall there be utter destruction. But Jerusalem shall be safely inhabited. Wouldn't that be nice if it would be that way today? It could be, and should be, and would be if mankind had followed the way of God instead of the way of Satan. Verse 12, and this shall be the plague with which the Lord will strike all the people who fought against Jerusalem. Now I ask you at the beginning, who do you think is going to win this battle? The last battle that will be fought in Satan's kingdom. Their flesh shall dissolve while they stand on their feet. Their eyes shall dissolve in their sockets, and their tongue shall dissolve in their mouth. Isn't going to be a pleasant death at all for the people that gather to fight Christ at his coming. It shall come to pass in that day that a great panic from the Lord will be among them. Everyone will seize the hand of his neighbor and raise his hand against his neighbor's hand. Confusion, man turning on man at that time. Judah also will fight at Jerusalem, and the wealth of all the surrounding nations shall be gathered together, gold, silver, and apparel in great abundance. Such also shall be the plague on the horse and on the mule, on the camel and the donkey, and on the cattle that will be in those camps. So shall this plague be. Now this is speaking of war material. Man's war machine will melt away, just as mankind melts away in that battle. And it shall come to pass that everyone who is left of all the nations which come against Jerusalem shall go up from year to year to worship the King. Yes, the King of all nations, Jesus Christ at that time, the Lord of hosts, and to keep the Feast of Tabernacles. People are going to be keeping the Feast of Tabernacles in that day. And they should be keeping it now, and would be if they had been obeying God. I want you to notice verse 16 again. And it shall come to pass that everyone who is left of all the nations which come against Jerusalem. Yes, there's going to be a lot of people that won't be left because they will be killed. Christ is coming back as a conquering King of Kings and Lord of Lords and governor of this entire earth. He isn't coming back as a meek lamb as he were the first time he was on earth. He's coming back to conquer this earth, to put down the rule of Satan and the rule of mankind, and he's going to have to use force to do so. And it shall be that whichever of the families of the earth do not come up to Jerusalem to worship the King, the Lord of hosts, on them there will be no rain. God is going to get people's attention in that day if they don't obey him. It says, if the family of Egypt will not come up and enter in, they shall have no rain. They shall receive the plague with which the Lord strikes the nations who do not come up. My friend, do you think that we're living in God's kingdom now? If we were, do you think the world would be in such a mess as it is in? Do you think that we would be hearing all the rape, the murder, the thefts, the terrorists? Do you think that we'd have all the prisons, mental institutions, and so on that we have if this were God's kingdom? Very evident that this is Satan's kingdom, and the Bible makes it very plain that it is. But God's kingdom is coming, and in his kingdom, he is going to get people's attention. No, they won't get away with disobeying God at that time. They will learn pretty swiftly that it doesn't pay to go against the will of God. God says they will be coming up from year to year to keep the Feast of Tabernacles. That's holy time to God. At least there's two holy days during that time. Verse 18 says, if the family of Egypt will not come up and enter in, they shall have no rain. They shall receive the plague with which the Lord strikes the nations who do not come up to keep the Feast of Tabernacles. That'd get people's attention pretty quickly, wouldn't it? Not very many years would go by without rain till they'd say, wait, maybe we ought to go up and obey God, keep the Feast of Tabernacles. Maybe he'll give us rain then. This shall be the punishment of Egypt and the punishment of all the nations that do not come up to keep the Feast of Tabernacles. Revelation 17 brings out the same thing here about God being the King of all the earth. Verse 15, then the seventh angel sounded. That's the very day that Christ returns to this earth. The seventh angel sounded, And there were loud voices in heaven saying, The kingdoms of this world have become the kingdoms of our Lord and of his Christ, and he shall reign forever and ever. Yes, the kingdoms of this world. Now, if they aren't the kingdoms of God now, whose are they? If the kingdoms of this world aren't God's now, they must be someone else's. And God has given Satan the liberty and the time to rule the world for so long. And God isn't going to intervene. I can tell you this, my friends. God isn't going to intervene in this world and take over his kingdom and his government that he qualified for when he was here on earth the first time. God isn't going to do that until mankind has learned his lesson that going Satan's way and going the way of man doesn't pay. Yes, Christ is returning to this earth to put down all authority of Satan and mankind to fight the battle that will end all battles in this age of Satan. There is much proof in your Bible that tells us Christ is going to return to this earth and reign on this earth and over the nations of the earth with the saints for 1,000 years. Yes, ruling over people. And when you understand it will be for 1,100 years. That takes in that 100 years after the second resurrection that you can read of in Revelation 20 and Isaiah 65, spoken of as the white throne judgment period. For 100 years, people, after the second resurrection, will have a chance to know the true way of life. Notice what it says in Daniel 2 and verse 44, speaking along the same line here about Christ returning and ruling on this earth. Daniel 2 and verse 44. And in the days of these kings, speaking of this united Europe, 10 nations that's going to unite and be the power at the time that Christ returns. And in the days of these kings, the God of heaven will set up a kingdom which shall never be destroyed, and the kingdom shall not be left to other people. It shall break in pieces and consume all these kingdoms, and it shall stand forever. Yes, the God of heaven will set up a kingdom. He will set up his kingdom. Notice what it says also in Daniel 4. Verses 1 through 3, Daniel 4, verses 1 through 3. Nebuchadnezzar, the king, to all peoples, nations, languages that dwell in all the earth, peace be multiplied to you. I thought it good to declare the signs and wonders that the Most High God has worked for me. How great are his signs, and how mighty his wonders. His kingdom is an everlasting kingdom, and his dominion is from generation to generation. Yes, a kingdom that will not be destroyed, a kingdom that will not come to an end. Notice in verse 34, at the end of the time, this is after Nebuchadnezzar had regained his sanity, says, I, Nebuchadnezzar, lifted my eyes to heaven, and my understanding turned to me, and I blessed the Most High and praised and honored him who lives forever. For his dominion is an everlasting dominion, and his kingdom is from generation to generation. I see my time is up, my friends, but we'll pick this up next week and go right on with it. In the meantime, if you'd like to know more about God's coming kingdom, Satan's kingdom coming to an end, and the fact that you could get in on the ground floor of the kingdom and the government of God, we invite you to call us toll-free at 1-800-611-8080 and request your free booklet, Kingdom of God, What Does That Mean to You? And our free article, Journey to the Kingdom. And all you need to do is just call us toll-free, the Churches of God Outreach Ministries, at 1-800-611-8080, and we'll send them out to you absolutely free, no cost, no obligation, no follow-up. No one will call on you. You won't hear from us again unless you invite it. Well, this is Pete Hornbuckle.
We hope you enjoyed today's program, The Way It Ought to Be, brought to you by Pete Hornbuckle and the Churches of God Outreach Ministry. Tune in every Monday through Friday at 3:30 for another program of The Way It Ought to Be. You're welcome to meet with the Marble Hill Church of God 7-Day Fellowship every Saturday afternoon at 2 o'clock. They're located on County Road 300, just one block from the Cat Ranch. That's the Marble Hill Church of God 7-Day Fellowship located on County Road 300, meeting every Saturday afternoon at 2 o'clock. And tune in again Monday through Friday at 3:30 for The Way It Ought to Be with Pete Hornbuckle and the Churches of God Outreach Ministry.